All right, here we are, the very first edition of Lobozo's Thinking Couch. And guess what? We have two guests, not just one, but two. And the first one is my friend Donald. Donald, why don't you introduce yourself?
Well, I'm sitting here and I'm doing some thinking. And I says to myself, self, what is the best thing that I could do? And I says to myself again, self, I would have to say that that is the governor of California. Yep. And here we go. Yeah. Anyway, the second guest, why don't you introduce yourself?
I am the emperor of California.
The emperor?
I said emperor, noodle boy. You're going to listen to what I have to say. Do you understand?
Okay.
Listen to me again. I have eaten pasta that's thicker than your legs. And when I flex my big toe, it makes your bicep look very, very sorry.
Okay. So I understand that you wanted to talk about some movies that you did.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to talk about those movies?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what movie were you going to talk about?
None of your business.
No. You have to understand. We have to talk about these movies. What is your favorite movie?
It's none of your freaking business. What is your favorite movie?
Well, actually, my favorite movie is Jaws.
Jaws. Steven Spielberg. I'm going to get you, Spielberg. Don't forget that. It's not like I'm going to go and shoot alien robots from the future. I'm going to get you.
Alright. So, did you ever watch Jaws?
Of course I watched Jaws. In fact, I was originally casted to be the man to be Quint.
Quint? That's one of the best characters ever.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said yeah.
So, you said that you were going to be cast as Quint?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you laughing at, noodle boy?
nothing. Let's talk. So, you were going to be Quint?
Yeah.
Okay, you're a great guest.
Yes, I know.
So, what happened? Why weren't you cast as Quint?
Well, I have a couple of outtakes, and let's just talk about these outtakes very quickly. Here we go. The first one is when Quint is talking and he scratches his hands down the board. Here we go.
Okay, one. Scene three. One, two.
You all know me. My name is Quint and you know what I do for a living. I catch this bird for you. It's not easy going down to the pond catching tommy cats. What the hell is a tommy cat?
Cut! Cut!
I hate him.
Okay. Well, why don't we continue?
Well, it's not easy like going down the pond catching bluegills or tommy cats. And it's not like shooting alien robots from the future. This shark could swallow you whole unless your shoulders are so huge that you choke that shark just like Mama Cass on a ham sandwich.
Cut! Cut!
What are you saying cut for?
Okay, hold on. Okay, let's go on. Okay, well, let's go on to the second scene, okay? Yeah. Here we go.
I just don't understand why they float barrels on top of the shark. Because he comes to the surface. And when he comes to the surface, what he does is he tries to bite you. And when he bites you, that's not good. So what I think is perhaps what we should do is feed him weights so he sinks to the bottom. And the only thing he will eat is lobsters. But he won't bite us. That is much better.
Okay.
Do you have a problem, noodle boy?
No. Okay. Okay, let's talk about something else. Let's talk about, you know, you have the weightlifting world, and we're talking about steroids.
Steroids, I think they're very dangerous.
Yeah, so do I. So do I. I think they're very dangerous.
Yeah. Steroids are very dangerous. And they use us weightlifters to sit down and catch those steroids and crush them between the massive arms.
What are you talking about?
I just told you, noodle boy. All those steroids flying through space, they're just big, huge rocks with big, gigantic tails, and everybody's saying, look at those asteroids!
I see. So let's go back to Donald. Donald, what's going on?
What the hell is this guy trying to say? He's just sitting there looking here. Wait.
I'm going to get you.